A new theory of the origin of bird flight is laid out in the current issue of the journal Science. After studying the movements of partridge chicks for more than 3 years, a biology professor at the University of Montana says it's likely that when wings were first evolving, birds flapped them back and forth in ways that made it easier for them to run up hills. NPR's John Nielsen has more on this unusual argument and on its unusual origin.
Several years ago, a high school student named Terry Dial messed up a research project, or so he thought. Dial was supposed to be studying the way partridge chicks fly to the tops of things like hay bales, but he couldn't get the birds to do it.
They weren't flying vertically. They were more flying into the bales of hay and then running up them.
That night, Terry's father came home and asked him how the flying partridge chicks were doing.
And I told him that they weren't. I told him that they were cheating. And he was like, cheating? What? How could they be cheating?
Terry Dial explained the problem to his father, who happens to be a leading authority on the mechanics of bird flight. Ken Dial says that conversation led to a beautiful discovery.
The beautiful discovery was what he thought was cheating, to me, was one of the better answers on the origin of flight.
The most widely accepted theory of the origin of bird flight holds that wings evolved to make it easier for so-called proto-birds to parachute out of trees. Ken Dial thinks this theory has a weak spot, however. In the several million years it took for wings to evolve into things that were strong enough to support flight, what good were they?
Why would you even develop a wing if it didn't give you, or let's say just increase surface area on your limbs, if it didn't give you some advantage during the day? It's costly to make and to carry around, and also might be in your way for escape. How do you try to explain the intermediate adaptive stages so that you see how the animal has greater performance?
Dial says a 3-year study of the movements of those partridge chicks helped him understand how the tiny forelimbs of certain dinosaurs evolved into wings. When he watched partridge chicks run up inclines, he noticed that they didn't flap their little wings up and down like regular birds, but back and forth like oars. The force of that movement helped push the feet of those running chicks into the surface of the incline, giving them better traction. Think of a spoiler on a race car, he says.
And so their hind limbs are the ones that are really powering them up an incline. And when I say an incline, I mean within a couple of weeks they can run straight up a vertical surface like a tree.
It's kind of funny to think that wings were originally developed to keep you on the ground.
That's the beauty of this. The beauty is that it's not intuitive, and that's the beauty of studying animals today, and that they show you things that you would not have intuitively imagined happening.
Dial's paper argues that the first feathery forelimbs acted as spoilers and not as modern wings. But Alan Fiducia, an evolutionary biologist at the University of North Carolina, says he thinks this study overshoots its mark.
While this is a very interesting observation from a biomechanical and ecological point of view, making this stretch back to bird ancestors is a very difficult leap.
He says proof of that difficulty can be seen in the fossilized remains of Archaeopteryx, the oldest bird-like creature known to have existed. According to Fiducia, this was not a bird that had the strength or the build to row its wings back and forth like oars. He says the wings on Archaeopteryx support the theory that flight originated not on the ground, but up in the tops of trees. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.